You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Many Central New Yorkers were directly affected by the Supreme Court ruling on the travel ban. Recent refugees and immigrants, as well as local residents, were impacted emotionally and in concrete ways if they were hoping to be reunited with family members from other countries. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on reactions from the local Islamic groups that might be surprising.
In response to last week's Supreme Court decision on the travel ban, Central New York Islamic groups had a different reaction than just coming out in opposition, and that came from the community's response.
We had people from the community, volunteer lawyers and law enforcement groups from four or five different agencies, approach us in a good way, saying that we support you, and that's not necessarily our stance. So we felt a lot of love right from the beginning.
Yusuf Sol of the Islamic Council of Greater Syracuse finds the local Muslim community is not only supported, but thriving.
It's as diverse as the population of the world. Muslims from probably 50 countries in Syracuse, at least five mosques, different organizations within the hospitals, community centers, Muslim student associations at a number of the high schools, certainly both colleges.
Make no mistake, Sol and Imam Muhammad Al-Fiqi of the Islamic Society of Central New York say the impact of the travel ban will have dire effects on Muslims here in the Syracuse area.
People thinking that they are, as Muslims, being labeled in a way. And for kids, I believe it's too much, especially for kids going to public schools when they are one or two in a. They might be bullied based on that. Most of these refugees or newcomers, I believe, they have been traumatized by a lot. They have family members they would love to join one day that they will never join.
Some of the countries of origin that are still in the ban, particularly Somalia and Syria and Yemen, we have a large population of those folks on the north side. And it really kind of destroyed hopes and dreams.
Nevertheless, Sol and Imam Al-Fiqi recount the outpouring of support at community events through donations to refugee families and in the successes of some who've started businesses locally and sent their children to college. Maybe just as important, Sol adds, is support from local leaders.
There's certainly the other side of it, but those people, they're kind of quiet about anything they may have in their heart or any type of bigotry or segregation or whatever. That's not out there publicly. What's out there publicly is the face of somebody like Mayor Walsh, who's boldly saying, I support the diversity.
Still, Al-Fiqi says the travel ban, fought for by President Trump and affirmed by the Supreme Court decision, shakes his pride in America.
That's the first time in our history, I guess. We are not even saying we're going to have a tighter measurements, or we're going to have more control, or we're not there anymore for who needs help. And it makes me little feeling of disgrace when I see countries much, much less fortunate than America still opening their gates wide.
Next month, the Islamic Society of CNY holds a workshop on rights at home and at work, as well as rights for Muslim students and Muslim travelers. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.